everybody. I'm Jen Garrett, internationally recognized branding consultant, attorney, and best-selling author of the books Move the Ball and Dominate the Game. My passion for football, high achievement, and pushing boundaries has helped me to get into rooms with pro athletes and power players and to move the ball in multiple male-dominated industries. Now, I'm using the same Move the Ball methodology to help thousands of people dominate their game when it comes to their brands, their careers, and creating opportunities. Join me in conversations that will elevate your career, differentiate your hustle, and accelerate you crossing the goal line. Get ready. It's time to suit up, to show up, and to move the ball. Hello, and thanks for joining us today. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've been a part of the Move the Ball movement for quite some time, welcome back. On this show, we talk about business, branding, sports, and of course, we're giving you insights and advice on how to move the ball and make things happen. This episode is part of my special Path to the Draft series, where I am having conversations with NFL draft prospects on their path to the draft. Now, if you haven't yet followed the podcast, make sure that you do so so that you never miss an episode as part of this series, as well as the regular show. For today's episode, inside the huddle with us and ready to share his story and talk about his path to the draft is Josh Carty. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jen.
Well, I'm so excited to have you here with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks. I'm here at Stanford for a little bit longer, and then I'm going to head back to North Carolina, where I'm from, to be at home for the draft.
Awesome. And we'll get into talking about all the things you've been doing, getting ready for the draft. But before we get into our conversation about your college football career and all of that, let me just share a little bit about your background for our listeners. Josh has had a four-year college football career at Stanford, and during his time as a Cardinal, three of those years, he was the starting place kicker and kickoff specialist. His commitment to excellence has shown as in those 3 years, Josh made 72 of his 73 extra point attempts. And in 2022, he went 18 for 18 field goals, with his longest kick being 61 yards. We'll talk about that as well. Now, during his college football career, Josh has won multiple awards, including being recognized 7 times in the last 2 years as Pac-12 Special Teams Player of the Week, 2-time Phil Moffitt Award winner. Oh, I like this one. He's a 3-time member of the Pac-12 Academic Honor Roll, and I'm going to talk about that in a second, too. And Josh has collected so many accolades. I mean, just one after the other, and the list could go on and on. But we'll talk about some of those things more in today's show. So, Josh, the first question I have to ask you is, are you ready to move the ball?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. So before we get into talking about your football career, there's something else that I want to highlight. My listeners know that 2 of my 7 college degrees are in engineering disciplines. And while I love football, I'm a tech geek too. And you decided to go a STEM route as well, majoring in computer science. Why computer science?
Yes, wow. 7's a lot. I don't think I'll get to quite 7 in my lifetime, but congratulations. That's amazing. Yeah, so I got a computer science undergrad degree, and then I'll be getting my master's here in management science and engineering, which is kind of like a Stanford specific degree in businessy math type stuff. But I'll be doing that after my first NFL season, doing a little bit of school in the off season until I finish that degree. I am also a math and science like nerd a little bit. My dad's a chemistry professor. He got his PhD in quantum chemistry at Stanford. So there's also a little bit of a familial tie to Stanford ever since I was young. And my mom is a CPA, and she's, you know, also very good at math and science too. And so my whole life, I kind of just knew I wanted to do something in that. And so I kind of just settled down on computer science. It seemed challenging. It was challenging. And so I kind of just did it. However, I do want to eventually make a change into kind of more like a finance or, you know, investment business type entrepreneurship type route. Hopefully after a lengthy NFL career where I make a lot of connections and figure something out.
Well, I like that you talk about making a lot of connections, and I want to get into that a little bit later. But you know, as you know, being a student athlete is very demanding. And then also having a computer science type of curriculum that you go through is also very time consuming, right? Those classes are not always the easiest. They sometimes take a lot of time, especially the math pieces and the programming and those things. So how do you balance, you know, as I mentioned, when I read your bio, you are a 3-time member of the Pac-12 Academic Honor Roll. So you obviously did well academically as well as on the football field. Like, how did you balance it all?
Yeah, it was tough. A lot of time management, a lot of sacrifice. A lot of sacrifice really is the main answer. I couldn't go out sometimes because I had a lot of school, a lot of work to do, because I did finish that computer science degree in 3 years and 1 quarter, as well as completing a third of the master's degree, the 1-year master's program that I wanted to do too. So I kind of rushed through it a little bit and tried to you know, set myself up for being done with school so that I could declare for the draft if that's what I wanted to do. And so it was definitely a grind. There were definitely a lot of long days. You know, it was tough a lot of times, but I'm really glad that I was able to, you know, make it out the other end, and definitely wouldn't change anything about my schooling.
Well, you definitely have to be focused and committed and disciplined to achieve all of that. And something that I've had a lot of pro athletes on the show before, and we talk a lot about the mental toughness piece and how it's important to stay mentally strong, stay mentally focused. For you as a kicker, how do you believe mental toughness is in terms of its importance, and what strategies do you use to develop and maintain it?
It really, in every position, it's important to be mentally tough, especially as a kicker. And the number one thing in our position is responding to adversity, whether it's a missed kick or a bad circumstance, something doesn't go your way. You want to be able to respond and adapt to whatever situation that is and just be ready for pretty much anything. So I think my number one job of being mentally tough is to just to be ready for anything that comes my way, even if I can't predict it, don't know what's coming, and be ready for that adversity.
And as you know, as a competitive athlete, I mean, there's going to be certain times where you're in high pressure situations, you've got game winning kicks to do. And so how do you like stay mentally focused? And like, what do you do to prepare yourself when the game is on the line?
Yeah, so I think at the end of the day, it all comes down to my routine, no matter if it's a game winning kick or a kick in the first quarter to go up 3-0. I try to have the same exact routine, focus on the same cues, the same things within my technique that are going to maximize the chances of the ball going through the uprights. So I like to focus a lot more on the process, not as much on the outcome. And I think by doing that, it kind of almost distracts or kind of takes away from a little bit of the surrounding circumstances and distractions as far as, you know, pressure, game, situation, whatever's going on. And just keeping it on my routine, focused on the same thing every time. Yeah, giving the ball the best chances of going through the uprights.
I like it. And you mentioned earlier that you were from North Carolina. So let's run things way, way back. So tell us, when did you first pick up a football, or how did you get introduced to the game?
Yeah, so I grew up playing, you know, a bunch of different sports like soccer, basketball, baseball, swim team, tennis, even the dive team for a year until I hit my face on the diving board. That's just another story. I founded the ping pong club at my high school. So I was pretty much doing anything and everything growing up. But I didn't really start, I didn't touch a football until right before my freshman year in high school. My best friend, he went out to the field and he was trying out for the football team at the beginning of high school. And so I went out with him and, you know, was trying to, I played soccer at the time. That was my main sport. And I was going to go to college for that. You know, the thing is, in America, if you're really good at soccer, even if you're really good in America, you're still probably average for the rest of the world, just with how important soccer is to the rest of the world. So, you know, at best, you're looking at most of the time like a half scholarship, very, very rarely a full scholarship for college in America for soccer. Whereas in football, you know, you have 85 scholarships. And I mean, it's a lot easier to get a full scholarship in football. And that was a big thing for me and my family. But, you know, rewind a little bit. Yeah, I went out to the field. I played soccer at the time. And so I was punting some balls to him, working on his hands, trying to get him to, you know, work on his catching abilities, stuff like that. And then at the end of the day, he's like, hey, you should kick a field goal. And so backed up, he taught me how to do it. Like, we looked up a YouTube video, how to kick a field goal. And it's like 3 steps back, 2 to the left, blah, blah, blah. Made a 30-yarder, made a 40-yarder, made a 45-yarder on my first try. I was 14 years old. Just short on a 50-yard field goal, but looking back, it was probably like some little, you know, Dick's Sporting Goods rubber composite football, so it wasn't helping out too much, but, you know, almost made the 50. And he's like, hey, you should try it for the football team. And I was like, nah, like, I can't. Like, soccer's my main sport. I'm not allowed to play any other sports. I got to focus on that. You know, can't spend too much time doing separate things or else I won't really get really good at one thing. And so then he, like, talks to my parents, too, and you know, they're like, no, football is too dangerous. Don't want you to get hurt. And funnily enough, like, I mean, I got a concussion playing soccer and stuff like that. I mean, soccer is not that much, you know, safer in general. But, you know, he had to convince all of us because we really had no football background that being a kicker was a safe position because that was important to my family. Eventually, he basically single-handedly persuaded me and my parents to show up 2 weeks before the first game of freshman year and try out for the football team. As a kicker. 2 weeks later, first game of the season, I was on varsity hitting a kickoff.
Oh, nice. Very cool. And you decided to go to Stanford to play college football. Obviously, you shared that you had some familial ties to the school already. What other schools were you considering? And then was it that familial tie that ultimately led you to Stanford, or were there some other reasons?
Yeah, I mean, the familial tie has something to do with it, but it's ultimately just that it's the best combination of athletics and academics in the country. It's the hardest school to get into in the entire world. Pretty sure it's, you know, maybe less than 4% acceptance rate. So I think there's like some sort of saying, if you get accepted into Stanford, you don't pass it up, basically. And so it was always my dream school growing up. Definitely had the support from my parents. I was also considering, I had full ride offers from Georgia and UNC, which, you know, probably would have been solid experiences too. But as soon as I got the Stanford offer, that's all that mattered to me.
Oh, that's great. I mean, Stanford is a phenomenal academic institution as well. And so it's definitely a great place to, you know, have a couple degrees from when you're done playing football as well.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, obviously football was the first plan. Going to maximize my football life, see how long it can take me. But just, you know, especially out of high school, I wanted to have the safety net in case something bad happened. And then I would be able to fall back on a fantastic education.
For sure. And you had set some pretty high goals for yourself going into Stanford. Can you share with us what some of those goals were and did you hit them?
Yeah, definitely. I think I actually exceeded my goals. It was more of like a season to season basis. I think my first year, I didn't quite meet my goals. I was very close. And then the last 2 years, I definitely was satisfied with reaching my goals. But yeah, in general, I wanted to, my number one goal coming to Stanford was to be drafted. And, you know, I'll get back to you in a few weeks on that. But, you know, it's looking pretty good right now, I think. And so if I get drafted, then basically all my other goals were met as well.
And as you reflect back on your college career, what were some of the biggest challenges that you faced? And then how did you overcome them?
Yeah, I mean, so I'd say, so I came in behind a fifth year redshirt senior, Jet Toner, who's a very stellar kicker. He was definitely on track to be in the NFL, has had a couple of hiccups with injuries and stuff, which was tough to see. But he was a very good kicker. And so it was a blessing and a curse. It was also COVID year, so 2020, but I was able to get a free year of schooling, free year to, you know, sit behind, learn from him, figure out like my routines and stuff, and develop also as a kicker, get an extra year to do that. So I was really happy about that. But then I would say, I mean, it also comes with the cost of, you know, fast forward to my sophomore year, it was basically been almost 2 years since I'd played in a football game, which, you know, it happens fairly commonly to, you know, a lot of football players because you only have 12 games a year. And, you know, if you miss a season or if you're injured or something, you only get a chance every fall. So definitely that was like the biggest obstacle early on, was just coming back after not playing for, you know, in a game for a year and 9 months pretty much. And then also easing into college life, you know, college uprights as opposed to high school uprights, which I'm not sure if you're aware, are a little bit wider in high school. But yeah, and then also just the pressures and stuff that comes with being a student athlete, especially at Stanford compared to back in high school when things were less businesslike. And so I think that was the number one obstacle. And I think I did very well with it and learned a lot of skills that were very useful for the long run.
And then going from one coast essentially to the other for college, how was that transition for you?
Oh yeah, not bad at all. Definitely, you know, miss my parents and my brother. FaceTime's a beautiful thing. But I also have my grandma lives in San Jose. My mom is from the Bay Area. She's from Los Gatos. So she would come up and visit a lot of the time. And my parents, I'm really fortunate. They made an effort to come to almost every single game. I think my mom made it to every single one of my games in the last 3 years. And my dad only missed two, and that was because of work conflicts. So they were, you know, very supportive as much as I could ask for, flying across the country to see me, making my life a whole lot easier.
Oh, that's awesome. And what role has your support system played? You've obviously had a strong support system. And what role have they played in your journey to the NFL draft?
Yeah, they played a pivotal role. I'm so fortunate to have parents and brother and, you know, family and friends that I can fall back on in times of need if I need to. It's something that I feel like I sometimes take for granted, but it's definitely something I'm very lucky to have.
And when you made the decision to declare for the draft, you had posted about Coach Snuffer, Coach Vaughn, Coach Willits, and all the Warriors family back at Western Alamance High School. Tell us about, like, what did that family and what does that coaching staff mean to you, and how have they influenced you over the years?
Yeah, they mean the world to me too, because as I mentioned, I just was finding my feet playing football freshman year of high school. And those coaches, they all took me under their wing. I mean, all the coaches did, really, at Western Elementary High School, where I went to high school. And they helped me out from the very beginning. Were able to make a couple of exceptions for, you know, I guess I was doing soccer and football for a couple of years until I quit soccer sophomore year. Just, you know, helping me out at every avenue with improving my kicking game, understanding football as a whole. And just basically the number one thing was just giving me opportunities. Because, I mean, in general, especially as a kicker, a lot of high schools don't really use their kickers and they go for two and they don't attempt field goals. They don't have trust in their kickers and their operations and stuff. And so I was really fortunate. They trusted me from an early age. And, you know, my freshman year, I had 5 field goal attempts, my first time ever playing, you know, on varsity. It was my first time ever playing football. And you just like something like that from the top down, from Coach Schnupper, really meant a lot and just was very powerful. They were very supportive of me, everything, every step of the way.
And you mentioned your brother who he played soccer. He's a state champion in soccer, also a world champion in robotics. So being a STEM person, I like that element too. But how was he like, were you guys always competitive growing up?
Oh yeah, definitely. So it definitely helped for me to be about 2.5 years older than him. Gave me a leg up, definitely. But I mean, I'll be the first to admit he would beat me in most hand-eye coordination things like tennis and ping pong and, you know, pickleball even. So sometimes I get him in that, but he's very coordinated, very, very good, and would beat me in a lot of stuff growing up. And it was really fun, like, to have someone like him to compete against at all times. It made both of us a lot better, and it was just really fun, you know, just instead of, God forbid, if I had a brother where, you know, it wasn't competition, and we wouldn't be hanging out very much. I'm a big on competition. I feel like a lot of my life is centered around competition. I like to compete, whether it's just for fun or if it's very serious. So definitely helps both of us, I'd say, mature and then just also have a great childhood, have fun.
For sure. And you've had an impressive career at Stanford. Can you share some highlights or memorable moments from your time there?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say like the most memorable kicks I've had are the game winner this past year at Colorado, back in the beginning of the season when they had still a lot of hype around them. And we also came back as a team from 29-0 at halftime. It was just huge for us and a lot of fun. Definitely last year, winning a game against Arizona State, 15-14 off of 5 field goals. That was a lot of fun too. And then I would also say Notre Dame last year. Also, we had a game-winning field goal, go-ahead field goal in the fourth quarter to win 16-14 at their place, get a little bit of trophies back into our facilities. That was a lot of fun too. There's a lot of great moments, but just in general, very appreciative of all the little things like in the locker room with my friends and stuff, in the dorms, because I roomed with football teammates too. Just a lot of great memories all around.
Oh, nice. And so let's fast forward, and the time has come. You've decided to declare for the draft. You still have eligibility remaining. So why did you decide to declare now?
Yeah, so it was potentially in the question after my junior season, could have declared. But, you know, coming back for this past year, definitely we thought would improve my chances of not only being drafted, but just being drafted in a higher position. And so that was the thought process behind that. And then after this year, it's basically, this is a great time to declare. I'm still only 22 years old, so I'm young for a rookie in the NFL, because there's a lot of them who are, you know, mid-20s now, and it's harder to start your NFL career when, and, you know, I guess, and also get bigger contracts when you're starting out as an older guy. So that was like one thing, but basically it was just how much more could I improve my resume in college? And we think I'm ready as a player, and then just I'm ready as a person too to take it to the next level.
And you were invited to play in the Senior Bowl. You got an NFL Combine invite. Like, tell us about those experiences.
Oh, it was really surreal, I would say. Just being around the types of guys and the talents on the team, and, you know, at the Senior Bowl and in the Combine and stuff. We were just, you know, normal dudes and stuff. It was really cool to meet them and then also get a little bit of the NFL like atmosphere with like the practice schedule and stuff like that. It was really fun, a really fun week, great experiences and memories that I'll cherish forever.
Yeah, the Senior Bowl, you've got practices, you've got the game, you've got all kinds of other things going on as well during the combine. You've got medical stuff, you've got on-the-field drills, you've got interviews with teams. So when you look at all those things, what was the most memorable thing for you from both the Senior Bowl as well as the NFL Combine? Like, what will you take away from those experiences?
Yeah, I would say just the fact that those two events, especially like the Combine, are things you hear about as a kid. Like growing up, you watch the 40s on TV or, you know, the other events too. And just the level of talent that's there and the prestige that is there is just crazy to be a part of. And, you know, I really wish I could have run the 40. I guess I could have, but it would have been a lot of fun to run the 40 and do the bench press and stuff to live out a couple of childhood dreams. But yeah, I guess it would just say, you know, my best memory is just physically being there in person, as opposed to watching it on TV growing up.
For sure. And there's a lot of work that goes into preparing for the Senior Bowl, preparing for the Combine. I don't think a lot of people really appreciate how much work draft class guys, athletes put into that preparation process. And so can you tell us what your regimen looked like as you were getting ready for the Combine?
Yeah. And so, yeah, I don't feel like people realize that as much either, because it's really our longest offseason in our career, where we go straight from the season in college to training for the Senior Bowl, to training for the Combine, to training for Pro Day, and then to the draft, and then right into, I guess, spring camp kind of thing. And so it's definitely a long off season where you have a lot of emphasis on, you know, training and getting as best as you can, preparing yourself and putting yourself in the best position to succeed whenever you get to the NFL team. And so for me, that looks like I lived in Charlotte, North Carolina for a couple of months training with my kicking trainer, Dan Orner, who I've been training with since I was a sophomore in high school. I kicked with him and then also lifted with him and my lifting coach, Christina, in Charlotte for a few months. And then that was basically my base camp.
And then what do you see as your biggest strengths as a kicker? And then how do you plan to leverage them in the NFL?
Yeah, definitely. I think my biggest strengths are, first and foremost, I think my leg talent would pop out. So I think I can make really long field goals, really high field goals. So just the strength of my leg pops out first. And then I'd say also my best quality is that responding to adversity, especially in big moments. So far in my career, just have been blessed, I guess, with having had a lot of success in a lot of the important times, which in our position is really, I guess, all that counts. You can have the exact same stats as someone else, and then it just matters a lot of times more about when you make a kick, not where or how you make a kick. And so I would say responding to adversity, my leg talent, and just also in general, like my technique, I think, for my field goals is very sound. I feel like I make the kicks look pretty effortless, and I have a beautiful extension that's high at the target where I'm aiming at, and is not very common in the league.
So Josh, what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I've got some fun questions I want to ask you. We will be right back.
You already know how to move the ball. Now it's time to dominate the game. In my latest book, Dominate the Game, I uncover the strategies of top performers that are proven to tackle procrastination, break through barriers, and more, giving you the confidence to go after everything you want. Life is about more than just showing up. It's about differentiating, elevating, and dominating. So here's the deal. Grab your copy of Dominate the Game today and get your playbook for success. Make this next year the year you dominate in every aspect of your life. Because remember, the game is yours to conquer.
All right, Josh, we are back. And I want to take you through my two-minute drill, ask you some fun questions. Are you ready?
Let's get it.
All right. First question is, outside of football, what do you like to do?
I like to play other sports like pickleball, ping pong, stuff like that. And then also like chess. I like board games and stuff. So I'm big into chess right now. Been into that for a couple of years. Basically just hanging with friends and competing, whatever it is.
The next question is, what three words would you use to describe yourself?
Silly, driven, and mature.
What is one thing most people don't know about you?
I have two black cats back at home.
What is the best advice that you've been given by a mentor or a coach?
Do you suffer the pain of discipline or the pain of regret?
I like that. I've heard that before. And then I'm going to flip it and ask, what is the best piece of advice that you would give someone else?
Stay in the present and enjoy the moment.
I like it. Would you rather be the world champion of your sport or the CEO of a billion-dollar company, and why?
Definitely the world champion of my sport. Once you get to a certain point of money anyway, I feel like it doesn't really matter. I feel like it'd be much more cool to be the champion in the NFL, kind of be like the GOAT kicker of all time versus that CEO that you're talking about. Not that, you know, being that CEO would be, you know, a lot of fun too, really great. But just, I guess, more the recognition and the fame. You know, I guess it takes about the same hard work, but that's just more of what I enjoy.
I gotcha. There's no right answer. Just curious. And then the next question is, you have 24 hours and a private plane that will take you anywhere. Where are you going?
I'll go home and see my mom.
Aw, that's nice. Always good to go back and see mom.
And then that when she listens to this.
For sure. And the bonus question is, would you rather dance in front of a crowd of strangers or sing in front of them?
Oh, definitely dance.
Would your teammates say that you can dance well?
No. I've been playing, but not as bad as I can sing. I've been playing some Fortnite, so I could probably pull out a couple of those dances.
All right. So Josh, as we look to close the show, let people know, where can they follow you?
Yeah, you follow me on Instagram at Joshua Cardi.
Okay. We'll make sure to have your social channel, your Instagram handle in the show notes so people can follow you on your journey. And as we look to end the show, any shout outs you want to give?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my family and my all my coaches and my brother and everyone, all my friends and stuff who've helped me along the way.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Josh, for being on the show today. It has been great chatting with you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks again. And I am looking forward to your continued journey through the draft and into next season and seeing all the great things that you do on the football field. Thanks to everyone for listening to today's episode, and we will catch you next time. Be sure to follow the podcast if you haven't already done so, so that you will be in the know for when the next episode drops. And again, thanks again for listening. Until next time, make sure that you suit up, you show up, and you move the ball.
Thanks for listening to today's show. If you found this episode to be helpful, do me a favor, leave me a review, and also share the show with a few friends too. Next, if you're looking to take your career to that next level, unlocking the path to executive heights and high income opportunities, go to www.thenextfirstdown.com and join the newsletter. This will give you priority access to tips and strategies that will help you accelerate your career today, not tomorrow, not next week, today. As always, I'm here to be in your corner and help you to move the ball. Until next time.